Hi, this is Steve Jackson. Who is Steve Jackson again? Another day in the lockdown. Not saying it's starting to get to me, but you know, what can you do on the weekends? It's a tough one. Seem to be just doing nothing. Anyway, on that note, just created a new piece of content which I thought I'd just tell you about, called How to Open a Store Online and Make Money on the Side from Home. Now, all of you out there have got nothing better to do than sit around and watch Netflix, like I've said before. But the point is there any really or any real options out there? If you've got no experience in digital online marketing, it's kind of tough, and some would argue it's a bit of a dream. But I think there is. I think there's a few companies out there which are worth checking out. So it's worth checking out the link below to find out. But it's a question that a lot of people ask themselves when they make that decision to get into an online business or something like that, especially nowadays, because we've all got a PC sitting at home, and that's it. That's the key. I mean, at the start, we kind of have to look around for ideas of what we can do, because like I said, the PC is sitting there, or the Mac, if you've got a Mac, is sitting there in the corner just kind of laughing at you, saying, you know, are you going to use me for more than playing games and ordering pizza? So that decision to start an online business is, in some ways, it's just the beginning, because, okay, you kind of one day you go, the penny drops, all right. And it may not be that you need more money, you may just want more money, or you want to do something which, in some cases, your wife or husband says, no way, you're spending that sort of money on that. For example, I know a lot of you ladies out there ride horses. Now, it doesn't matter what you tell us, we know it costs far more than that. And I know, because I have a wife who has a horse, or had a horse. Recently she sold it, but and as for men, you know, I have made some large purchases purely for myself a few times, and especially when I was creating my own studio, and I had to buy a package from a big studio package from Germany. But anyway, but what sort of company should you be looking for if you're looking to kind of work with a company, which is the easiest way to do this? Don't do it, try and start your own business from home in that sense, you know, collaborate with somebody. I mean, but this is the sort of the key points that you should be looking for. You should be looking for a stable and reliable company, one that's been going a little bit of time, but not too much. If you've been going for years and years, you might find it a bit difficult to kind of be unique in many ways. Also, when you're looking for a business, you're looking to be low cost, something you can start very cheaply without too much financial burden on yourself. You really want to be able to put your own, you want yourself to be the main motivator of your business, in other words, and the main investment in this business. So money is not always the key. If you've already got a PC, well, you've got a business already. The products that you should be looking for is sellable products. Products that people want to buy from you, or want to buy from your website. Also, what's desperately important is that there's an unlimited earning potential with this business. In other words, they haven't gone and put some ceiling on how much you can earn. And the next key point is that the customers need to be returning all the time and sticking with you. In other words, the high retention rate should be vital, and I would suggest 65 to 70%. In other words, people that buy your products are coming back on a constant basis. You're always going to get unhappy customers. You can't stop that. That's, you know, there's always people looking for something bad, and they will find it if they hunt hard enough. You want to be able to receive some sort of bonus because of the retail sales or wholesale sales you're making. So that's another point. You need to be able to make money. If they've got any little extras as well, like they offer you a free web shop, which would be very handy to have if you can get a business where they offer you a free web shop with all the products already on there. It's only basically about you marketing that product. And so sharing it on social media and other places. And sometimes they often have like free product lines and stuff like that, which is always handy to have. Another key point, you don't want any monthly fees. And that's what you don't want. If you're starting a business by yourself, the last thing you need is somebody. So every month you needing to find X amount of money towards this business. Straight away, it's demotivating because you're in the minus all the time. So you want if you're going to buy a package, you buy it and done with it, and that's it. And okay, maybe there's a yearly fee, but you haven't got to care about that until that year is up. Also, important thing, you want to have at least some access to the global market. So don't restrict yourself to a local situation. Go for the big time. Go right across the world. There is 2 billion or so billion people in the world, and someone will want your product if you put it out there well enough. Okay, now the best thing to do if you want to know more about this is to go to the page. It's on the link below, and you'll find out how to start a store online very easily with the instructions I've offered in the site and the information. Any questions, you can obviously go put it on the form on the site, and I will get back to you ASAP. Anyway, this is Steve Jackson. Who is Steve Jackson? Signing out. Stay safe, and speak to you next time. All right, bye.